One of the most popular themes of Romanesque art was that of Christ on the cross. It's what's known as a majesty. Here, both the figure of Christ and the cross are carved in wood and painted. Christ is wearing a long-sleeved, ankle-length tunic, a thin belt, and, in this case, as King of Kings, a crown. His open eyes and the absence of any signs of pain convey the idea of triumph over death.
Now we'll talk about what we can't see. There's a Latin inscription behind Christ's feet. It reads, "I am God and they betray me. I am King and they hang me on this cross." The fact that the inscription is hidden leads us to suspect that the cross was not made for this figure. Let's see what happens if we go round the display case and look at the cross from the back. Can you see the Agnus Dei, the Lamb of God, in the central medallion? It identifies Christ as a sacrificial offering. Around it, we find the tetramorph, that is, the symbols of the four evangelists. They're not whole. At some point, the ends of the cross were cut off, but we can still make out, on the left, the ox, symbol of Luke, on the right, the lion, symbol of Mark, and the man, symbol of Matthew, below. At the very top, there's nothing left of the eagle symbolizing John, but you can be sure that it was there. Romanesque loves symmetry.
This 11th century cross and the late 12th century Christ come from the Benedictine monastery of St. Michael of Cruillas in the Baix Empordà.